do that. I guess that makes me kind of superstitious, doesn't it?
3.
Only when it comes to one thing, golf. Whenever I play golf, I wear my lucky socks. No matter how many games of golf I play, I never forget to wear them. Hey, you never know. Anything you do for good luck can't hurt, right?
4.
Well, I practice feng shui, which is a way of setting up your environment to attract good luck. According to feng shui, water holds positive energy that attracts good things, like money and love, into your life. So I always keep a large bowl of water filled with fish near my front door. Some people might call that superstition, but I don't agree. It's just a traditional way of doing things.
Page 52. Exercise A. Grammar snapshot. Read and listen to the responses. Notice how non-count nouns are made countable. Are you superstitious? 1.
Me? No way. I don't believe in any of that silly stuff, but my grandparents did. They believed in the evil eye, that people can harm you just by looking at you. When I was a kid, my grandmother made me wear a lucky charm that looked like an eye, as a kind of protection. Truth is, I was always afraid of that charm.
2.
Generally, no. But I have to admit that there are some things I'll always do, just in case. For example, they say it's bad luck if you accidentally spill salt. Well, I've also heard that it's good luck if you throw a few grains of salt over your shoulder. So I